KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Officials at the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation have released more information about a death that happened over the weekend in Adams County. Authorities say 44-year-old Alan Pafford, who lived in the Nottoway area, was discovered outside his mother's home late Saturday morning. An autopsy was performed on Pafford Monday at the State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny, indicated foul play was suspected in his death. An investigation into the death is ongoing. Memorial services for Alan Pafford will be held at the Villisca Community Building beginning at 2 p.m. next Monday. The Iowa State Patrol yesterday released more information about a motorcycle chase that ended Saturday night in Elkhorn. Sergeant Brian Michelson with the Council Bluffs District 3 Patrol Office said that the man identified himself as 24-year-old Tyler John Cross of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested on multiple felony and traffic charges following the pursuit that began as a traffic stop of two motorcycles on Interstate 80 eastbound near the Shelby exit at around 9:35 p.m. Saturday.
Either one had license plates, those registration violations, and they pulled over, and then after they stopped, they then accelerated at a high rate of speed, initiating a pursuit. They went to the Avoca exit. One exited there and then got right back on while the other one went straight. The trooper followed the one that exited, and then he got back on Interstate 80 and then turned around and threw the median on the interstate. So then the trooper continued to follow him.
During the chase of the Kawasaki 2004 XZ1000 racer, speeds reached up to 108 miles per hour. The pursuit continued onto northbound Shelby County Road M47 before turning east onto F58 and traveling into Elkhorn, with deputies from Pottawatomie, Shelby, Audubon, and Cass counties joining the chase. The driver, later identified as Cross, drove down sidewalks through private property at a cemetery.
Came to a T-intersection in an alley, and then he lost control and laid the motorcycle down, and then fled on foot. And the trooper was able to catch him within a short distance. He was combative. Once he was taken to the ground, he continued to be combative. So a deputy deployed his taser, and then he gave up.
Cross was taken into custody and taken to Mercy Memorial Hospital for treatment as a precaution before being released to law enforcement. During an investigation, it was determined the man had several items in his backpack.
Inside that backpack was a loaded handgun. Serial numbers have been ground off of it. Over half a pound of methamphetamine, two bags of marijuana, prescription pills, paraphernalia, scales, and money.
The backpack also contained multiple cell phones. Cross remained in the Pottawatomie County Jail Monday on $100,000 bond. He currently faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, a drug tax stamp violation, prohibited acts, eluding personal possession of a controlled substance, not marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia with additional charges possible. Michelson said the other motorcyclist got away. The incident remains under investigation. Well, nine people, including three minors and six adults, were arrested early this morning on charges associated with a party in Red Oak. Police were called to 1210 East Summit Street at around 12:30 a.m. to investigate a party where minors were reportedly consuming alcohol. Upon arrival and the administration of preliminary breath tests, three minors were arrested and then cited into juvenile court before being released. They include 17-year-old Levi Glines and 15-year-old Bruce Stacy, both of Shenandoah, and 17-year-old Kira Lamaster of Sydney. Among the adults arrested and later released on a citation was 18-year-old Cody Powell and 20-year-old Jordan Tacker, both of Shenandoah, 18-year-old Aiden Case and 20-year-old Mary Reha, both of Sydney, and 18-year-old Cheyenne Gray of Essex. In addition, 19-year-old Jared Comstock of Shenandoah was arrested for minor in possession of alcohol and breach of peace. He was also cited for smoking in a prohibited area. Comstock was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people were arrested for impaired driving over the weekend. At around 2:45 a.m. Saturday, 28-year-old Travis Lee Strasser of Audubon was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense following a traffic stop. Strasser was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted a cash bond before being released. He's scheduled to appear in court this Thursday morning. And at around 12:30 a.m. Sunday, 20-year-old James Nicholas Madsen of Kimbleton was arrested for OWI following first offense following a traffic stop on Highway 44. Madsen appeared later in front of a magistrate and was released, with his preliminary hearing set for July the 9th. The Audubon Police Department said yesterday a man from Webster County was arrested last week on drug and other charges. 24-year-old Stephen Allen Klein of Fort Dodge was taken into custody Wednesday. He faces charges that include possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended, and failure to prove security or insurance. Klein was transported to the Audubon County Jail, where he was held to be seen by a magistrate. A woman from Union County was arrested Monday evening on outstanding warrants issued out of Polk County and from Missouri. The Creston Police Department said 24-year-old Sherry LaVon Lowe of Creston was taken into custody just before 5 p.m. and was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. In other news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reminds area residents school board elections will be held September the 8th and nomination forms are currently available, along with election information, online at the Iowa Secretary of State's website, from your local school board secretary's office, and at the Cass County Auditor's office. You should check with your local school board secretary for local school board director district boundaries. Nomination papers for offices to be filled in 2015 can be filed with your school board secretary beginning July the 6th through July 30th. All offices are for four-year terms. In Cass County, the following offices will appear on the ballots for the respective school district on September the 8th. In the Atlantic Community School District, there are three at-large local directors. A minimum of 50 signatures is needed for nomination. Your incumbents include Dennis Davis, Rodney Hartwig, and Phil Haskell, all from Atlantic. In the Cam Community School District, one North District local director will be elected, must live in the district, nominated and elected at large, and a minimum of 22 signatures for nomination are needed. The incumbent is Julie Williamson from Wyota. And one South District local director, again, you must live in that district, nominated and elected at large, and minimum of 22 signatures for nomination is needed. The incumbent in the South District is Todd McKee of Messina. And in the Griswold Community School District, one District 1 local director will be elected. The person must live in the district, will be nominated and elected at large, and a minimum of 10 signatures for nomination are needed. Your incumbent is Clarion Campbell of Lewis. There will also be one District 2 local director with the same criteria I mentioned. The incumbent is Scott Hansen of Griswold. One at-large local director with the same criteria mentioned, except for 25 signatures needed for nomination. And the incumbent is Doug Lemke of Griswold. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the High School Media Center. The meeting begins at 7:30. And during their session, the board will act on approving the hiring of a middle school science teacher and Schuler fifth grade teacher. They'll also discuss staffing needs and issues and their IASB, or Iowa Association of School Board, legislative priorities. Before adjournment, the board will enter into a closed session for a formal evaluation of Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein. And finally, in local news, the City Council in Messina will hold a special session this evening beginning at 6 o'clock. And on their agenda is a discussion and or action on spraying of mosquitoes and the volleyball court property. The meeting takes place in the Messina City Hall. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.